sources of folklore occurs when we laugh at things about which we can do nothing. And since a lot of people farm, and a lot of them have some awfully poor ground, the only way to make it bearable is to laugh about what poor ground they happen to have. So I wanted to share with you a little bit of what some people say about poor ground that's in some of these surrounding counties. My father's sitting out here in the audience, and I've heard him talk about some pieces of ground around down my home county of Manatee that's so sorry is good for nothing except to hold the earth together. And I read somewhere about a fella wrote that he knew of some ground so poor that the pigs they put out to root on that ground, they had to line up three in a row on a bright sunny day even to make a shadow. And the dogs that lived around that, I think that was down here, it was Columbia County, the dogs had to lean against the fence post in order to bark. Well, now over in Suwanee County, they had a piece of awfully poor ground. And what they usually do with ground that they try to farm and can't do anything with, they wound up and gave it to the church. Well, now the church folks finally raised a meeting house on that land, finally got one built. But you know they had to send up to Jacksonville for 300 pounds of commercial fertilizer before they could even raise a tune? I think the sorriest ground that I ever heard about belongs to my uncle over in that, just across the Florida line in Alabama. And he has got some awful, sorry, and poor land. I went up there to visit him one time, and he's got a pig pen, and under right about the edge of it is a big hickory tree, and then it kind of slopes on off down to a little old pig holler down there where the mud is. And he keeps the pigs in the pig pen. Well, he was having trouble keeping them in. Now, there wasn't any holes in the fence, but he couldn't figure how they'd get out. He'd put them in the fence, and then he'd come back in the afternoon, and they'd all be down there in the holler rooting around. Well, I told him I'd try and find out how come. So I went out there in the afternoon and sat down underneath that hickory tree, and well, I fell asleep. And when I woke up, every single one of those hogs was down there in the holler rooting around. Well, next day, we finally rounded them up and got them back in the pen, and next day, I knew I wasn't going to go to sleep, so I sat down underneath the tree and kept an eye on those hogs, and pretty soon I heard a whoosh. One of them hogs landed down on the other side of the fence and ran on off down the holler. And I didn't know what was going on. Pretty soon I heard another whoosh, and the hog hit the ground and ran on off down the holler. And so then I looked a little closer, and I found out what the trouble was. These hogs were so poor that when they'd root one of these hickory nuts that had fallen off that hickory tree, that the momentum would just carry them right over the fence and then run on off down there in the holler. So we scraped up a bunch of little rocks and tied to their tails, and he didn't have any more trouble keeping them poor hogs in that fence. Thank you.
Anybody else want to join them? Come on up.